Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, headaches, whether you have them because of the cold and flu season or maybe a little bit too much Christmas cheer, do headaches have you reaching for the paracetamol? And should we reach for over-the-counter medication? When do we know, or do you, if you've taken enough? And when should we go to the doctor for a headache? Well, for these answers and for your queries, I'm joined by Dr. Martin Rutledge, consultant neurologist and clinical lead at the Headache Clinic at Beaumont Hospital. Firstly, what is a headache, Martin?
Hi, John. Thanks for having me on the program. So, you know, headache is just one of the symptoms that people get when they get migraine. So many patients will come in and describe, I have a headache, but I have five or six other different symptoms, such as nausea, neck stiffness, light sensitivity. So very rarely will people come to our clinic or to their GP and say, I just have a headache. Too much emphasis is put on the term, I've got a headache. It's about trying to make the diagnosis of what headache condition you've got.
And yet most of us would associate the term migraine with something more serious, a more long-term or prolonged pain or ache or illness.
No, well, we think that the amount of migraine in Ireland is about 1 million people. So maybe 20% of the population will get migraine in their lifetime. So migraine is not sinister. It can be serious and disabling, but it's not sinister in the way that, you know, there's something very bad wrong with your brain. There's something dysfunctional with your brain, but it's really the group of symptoms which define the condition. And 19 out of 20 people who go to their GP with the complaint of headache, the diagnosis is actually migraine. So most people get migraine, and they may get mild migraine or moderate migraine or severe migraine. So it comes in all shapes and sizes.
And it may just go away, or do you need to consider treating the headache?
Well, it really depends on how frequent you're getting your migraine and headaches and all of the other symptoms. So a lot of people will say, yeah, I used to get migraine when I was a teenager. It was five times a year. And that's, you know, perfectly fine if you're taking painkillers such as paracetamol and anti-inflammatories like ibuprofen and maybe a triptan for those attacks. But there are many people that we would see who are the more chronic and more disabled patients who would end up having to take painkillers 10, 20 or even 30 days a month. And then they get into trouble because then it feeds the migraine problem. So you have to watch things once you get over about 6 days a month of taking painkillers.
And I'm not sure if I jumped a step really, Martin, because I'm wondering if I should, or I want to ask your advice on it, if your headache needs that treatment at all. There are you may need fresh air, you may need to rehydrate, you may need a rest, or do you need to treat your headache?
Well, of course, if something is mild or relatively moderate, you can try all the conservative approaches and maybe go for a short walk and drink plenty of fluids and have a little rest. But it depends. People get to know, people who have frequent headache and migraine will get to know their own bodies, and they will know that sometimes, and there's a lot of fear out there. A lot of people say, I get in early and treat every possible headache I have because I think it's going to turn into a migraine. And you nearly have, there's nearly an anxiety factor with people thinking that they're going to end up in bed for 2 days. Because if it takes hold, it's very hard to treat. So a lot of people will treat early, and they'll treat with a combination of what we call painkillers or acute medications. So really, it depends on the person. And people who have migraine for 20 or 30 years will actually pretty quickly get a handle on how they manage their migraine. And the big problem is, if they get more frequent migraine, more frequent headache, and migraine symptoms, more painkillers, and then they get into a vicious cycle and end up in trouble with chronic migraine.
I suppose what I'm wondering is, do some of us jump for the paracetamol or other over-the-counter remedies too soon, or maybe take too much of it?
Yeah, it's all about how many days per month you take painkillers or acute medications such as paracetamol. So if somebody says to me, I don't take paracetamol and Nurofen and triptans any more than 5 days a month, and I don't take any painkillers 25 days a month, well, that's very good. But like patients in my last couple of clinics in the last couple of days are taking salpidine 15 days a month. Anything with codeine is a very bad idea. And paracetamol regularly and triptans. And what they're actually doing is they end up feeding the headache problem. But, you know, occasionally, and if your headaches and migraine are episodic, in other words, they come and they go and you're well in between, then there's no harm in taking painkillers up to about 4, 6, 8 days a month. 2 days a week is the usual guideline, and preferably nothing with codeine, like salpidine or salpidol or Tylex or tramadol, if you can help it at all.
It's 51551 for your texts or WhatsApp. It's 0870 32 32 32. A listener asks, is a hangover a headache, and should you take paracetamol for it?
Yeah, it's funny. A lot of our migraine patients will say, I used to get a 5-day hangover and I just gave up drinking. So we think that hangover headaches are just migraines after alcohol. And a lot of people will get hangovers on a Saturday. Saturday is the commonest day of the month or the week to get a migraine. And it's usually because you've been working all week, you go out late, you get up late, and you drink alcohol, you get dehydrated. So yes, hangovers are typically a prolonged migraine. And many of our more severe sufferers will actually just stop drinking altogether because they really can't touch alcohol because it'll give them a 5-day migraine.
Another listener asks, can her headaches be menopause related?
So our commonest patient is a female between 40 and 60 years of age. 80% of all my patients in clinic are females. And we nearly say to the females, we've seen yesterday maybe 10 female patients in the 40 to 60 bracket. And we say to them, you're like our poster girl or poster boy patient. We can hang a picture of you in our waiting room because we see tons of patients who have the right type of biology. And then during menopause, their hormones go up and down and then they get much more common and frequent migraine symptoms. It's a little bit around period time as well. It's the time when most females, pregnancy is usually a good time for migraineurs. Second half of pregnancy, their hormones are stable and they get very little migraine. So many patients will have said to me, I would have had 10 children because it's the best my migraine has been for the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm. And another listener, you mentioned the amount of days you take medication or paracetamol, but another listener refers to a paracetamol headache and giving themselves more headaches by taking it for too long. It's an experience they've had. When do you know when to stop taking the medication, I suppose?
Any more than about 8 to 10 days a week, maybe 2 days or 10 days a month, about 2 days a week. If you go over that number, there's no exact number, but the theory is, and the practice appears to be with maybe half of all our patients, if you're up at 12, 14, 15 plus days a month of paracetamol, you will actually cause the headache condition to worsen. And it's called medication overuse headache or rebound headache. It's really a common problem in our clinics.
I've had it myself, I would agree. And if I might offer my own advice, or with your blessing, Martin, you should consult with your pharmacist or GP, obviously. Or when is that point when you need to know to seek medical help here?
Yeah, if you're starting to take painkillers, keep a diary, and you're taking painkillers more than 2 days a week, then you need to talk to your GP and a pharmacist. And usually the right thing to do with that situation, if you're taking 2 paracetamol 3 times a day, 20 days a month, plus ibuprofen, then you know that the headaches are too frequent and you need probably to be on a preventative treatment at that stage, which is usually a daily oral medication.
Thanks very much for joining us this evening, and a very happy Christmas to you, Dr. Martin Rutledge, consultant neurologist and clinical lead at the Headache Clinic at Beaumont Hospital. And as he mentioned there as well, do exercise caution, speak to your GP or pharmacist for further information and advice.